Bear Country 95.3. Let's go online. What do you say? Mick from Montague Webworks is here with the Montague Webworks website of the week. Talking websites, talking about what's going on online. Do you know what's going on online?
I always know what's going on online.
I'm glad you are. I'm glad we have an authority.
That's why I'm here. Last weekend, I went out with my girlfriend to a couple of things, and we noticed that even though they have websites, they only posted the event to Facebook.
These places that you went to?
The place that we went to. There was a party on Saturday, and then we went to somewhere else on Sunday to watch the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And they were both trying to get people there, but they didn't actually
obviously
use their right, so they didn't get as many people as they would have hoped would have happened. And so we started talking about it that, you know, Facebook really isn't everything. Facebook isn't the internet. And if you have a website, you really should be using that. So that's what I wanted to talk about.
Is
that if you've got a website and you're a business, especially if you're a venue that has events, that's got to be your primary, like you put stuff there first and then you copy pieces and put it elsewhere.
And there was that story last week about the dad who paid his daughter to deactivate her Facebook account.
Really?
Yeah. Yep.
Paid detail.
$200. Drafted up a document and everything. Said, I will deactivate my Facebook account until the end of the school year.
Wow.
Give her $200. It's an actual contract.
Yeah.
I saw it printed up online.
Wow.
Yep. So people are actually being paid to not log into Facebook.
Which means, you know, now there's one less person to know about. Well, she's not going to go to a bar because she's in high school, but still.
Right.
You know, and then the other thing is you can't really rely on them to deliver your message to everyone. So even if you have, let's say you've got a page about your business on Facebook and mm-hmm. you post something and you think that you've got 1,000 or they say you've got 1,000 people that are fans or like your page, not all of them get it. You know, they've changed how things work now. So only about 10% of the people that
filter through.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm not quite sure how it works. I think it only gets delivered to the people that are on the most, and it may not be a policy on Facebook's decision to limit the amount of people who see your stuff. They probably just go, well, these people don't log on more than once every other day, so
right.
Why spend the resources to try and deliver something to them that they probably won't see unless they scroll down to catch up on everything. So, and then there's that. Not everybody logs in. So, it really is just your secondary, and Twitter as well. It's just a secondary thing. I mean, if you've got a website, you put it there, and then you post to these other places and refer them to your website.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you've got the capability of sending email from your website, like if you post something, a news article or a blog post or whatever, if you have the ability from that site to have people sign up for a newsletter and send an email out, that is your thing, because when people get email, they read their email.
Mm-hmm.
An email sent to somebody, they will, you know, they may just delete it, but at least they'll see the subject line. And if they're interested in it, they'll go in and they'll read about it.
Hey, there's a party tonight.
That's right. That's almost a guarantee that, you know, 90% of the people that you send an email to will at least see that it came to them and make the decision at that point. And if they're not available, then, you know, but at least you got it to them. So
good. Good online business tip there.
Online business tips. If you've got a website, that should be your primary thing. And then the last reason is it becomes part of the searchosphere, the Google sphere of things that are out there. So if someone types in Super Bowl party, you at least have a chance.
Yep.
Right?
Where you don't.
If you just post it to Facebook or Twitter.
Gotcha.
That's just a fleeting sort of, you drop the note in the river and it just went downstream. And maybe people see it as it floats past them, but likely not.
I gotcha. Mick is from Montague Webworks. Montague Webworks right here in the Valley, obviously. Montague Webworks, a part of our 30% store for quite a while. A lot of people taking advantage of grabbing these gift certificates from Montague Webworks, having their websites built at a 30% discount, consulting at a 30% discount.
Yep, you give me a call and I'll help you figure out if you got a problem with your website. Some people have been calling me about WordPress. Not a fan, but I can help you out with that. But certainly if you need to upgrade your website to something that can do, like I was just talking about, news articles that you could then email out to a base of people, that's what we specialize in.
Very good.
It's good for your business.
Mick from Montague Webworks. Remember, online at the 30% store too at bear953.com. It's Bear Country.